Ace Podcast.
You are listening to the Crazy Town Podcast, bonus episode 2 of season 1, the get to know your hosts while they drink beer and get drunk while answering questions super show extravaganza part 2. As the same as the first one, we answer a bunch of random questions so you can get to know us a little better. This is part 2 of 2. We hope that you enjoy.
Bunyan, take 3!
Welcome to part 2 of the Ask Each Other Questions in Between the Seasons while drinking beer and learning about each other spectacular with TNT Dynamite.
Hi, TNT Dynamite here, the explosive one.
Wow, fucking stumbling on this one.
John, yeah, man, I've been drinking a lot. I'm basically John Hamm because of my disregard for women. No, I
John
love women.
John Hamm?
What is he popular on Twitter?
You didn't even do your theme song, bro.
Dude, I've been drinking. TNTDINO.
MIGHT.
We are totally off base, but we are still bringing the heat just like we always do. Thanks for having me, Jonas.
And by the way, I am Jonas, your host of the Crazy Town Podcast. I forgot to tell you that earlier.
See? You're fucking it up too.
Dude, I haven't eaten dinner and I've been drinking beer.
It's all right.
Why don't you tell everyone that's listening where they can find your things on the internet?
Okay, I thought I did, but I'm, yo, happily again, TNT Dynamite. I'm on Twitter / TNT Dynamite. I'm on YouTube / TNT Dynamite. Come and join the Dynamite Army.
Wow, that's pretty fucking bold.
Yeah, we're moving up in the world.
Dude, and I thought us having a voicemail for next season was pretty sweet. Oh, spoiler alert.
Oh.
If you're not following the Crazy Town Podcast on Twitter, you better do it or your uncle will come and find you and hit you in the head with a baseball bat while you sleep.
Wow. You and the family violence. Your grandmother's going to lose love for you. Your uncle's going to hurt you physically.
Well, it's at the Crazy Town Pod. You can also find us on SoundCloud at... No, wait, it's soundcloud.com/ The Crazy Town Podcast. Oh, also, I forgot to say it in the last one. If you want to help out the Crazy Town Podcast, sign up for a free trial of Audible.
Yes.
Audibletrial.com/ Crazy Town Podcast. It's a free 30-day trial, and we get some love from Audible if you sign up for a trial, even if you don't keep it.
You know, I recently signed up for Audible using the Crazy Town Podcast. They have a lot of great.
Oh, I did. Oh my goodness!
They have a lot of great books, man. Vast selection. It's easy for me to listen to audiobooks. You know, while I'm at work, while I'm in the car, shopping.
Do you listen?
Whatever.
Do you listen to Malcolm Gladwell's Blink?
I have no idea what that is, so no.
Oh, Malcolm Gladwell, dude. He's the guy who did the. I don't know which book it was, but he talked about like. Once you hit 10,000 hours at something, you're a master. Like, you're elite level of it.
Oh, yeah, 10,000 hours or some shit.
Yeah, that's the guy that came up with the 10,000 hours theory. Mm-hmm. And, so I guess, random question before we even get into the real questions. What have you hit 10,000 hours at that you are a master of besides masturbation?
God damn it! Stop taking my answers! Get out of my head, Jonas. I don't know. Bullshitting.
Bullshitting.
Probably playing video Xbox.
Yeah. Yeah, no shit, right? Yeah, I don't know. That's probably the same, dude. Over the years, I've probably played enough video games to equal 10,000 hours over my lifetime from Nintendo to Xbox One.
exactly.
So, but anyways, that is what we're going to talk about right now. We will take a quick break. We'll be right back, and we'll get into some more questions for the Get to Know Your Hosts in between the seasons while they drink beer and talk and bullshit spectacular. Have I called it like 8 different things?
I don't know, dude, but I'm going to drink some more beer.
All right, we'll be right back on the Crazy Town Podcast.
Where am I?
And we are back on the Crazy Town Podcast. It's TNT Dynamite, and it's Jonas. We host this shit, and we're talking to you about us. Questions. Randoms.
Yeah. Answers.
And answers, too. TNT, go first. Go. 1, 2, 3, go.
Alright. What irks you? What fucking grinds your gears?
what bothers you? Gears?
Yeah.
Ugh. People Anything. Who complain about a bunch of shit they can fix and do nothing to fix it.
Oh my god. Oh, yeah, I hate that so much.
It's like, I'm all about, dude, my life. Like, I'm not going to get into my personal life on the podcast, but my personal life has a lot of fucked up shit going in on it.
Yeah, you're going through a lot.
But you don't fucking dwell on that shit. You fix your problem. You don't talk about the problem. You fix the fucking problem.
Yeah. I think that's how men, well.
Yeah.
But well, some men. Yeah. Some people. I don't want to
generalize alphas.
Either. Alphas. Whether you be male or female, alphas. That's how we handle shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
I hate it when, you know, you have a girlfriend, and I'm not trying to be a woman basher, but, you know, like, hey, where do you want to go to eat? I don't care.
Oh. That's the worst ever.
Well, how about we go here? No. Woman, I'm going to murder you.
It's like, how about we go here? No. How about we go here? No. How about we go here? No.
Exactly.
Well, where do you want to go? Oh, I don't care. You just told me no to the 3 places of bed, so obviously you care a little bit, so why don't you throw out one idea?
And I'll agree with it. That's fine. Like, I don't even care.
Anywhere. I don't give a fuck where it is. They can sell fucking dirt tacos, and I'm down at this point.
And that's how you know it's an epidemic, when it's a problem that we've all experienced.
Every single man in the entire world has went through this.
Women, please, just fucking tell us what you want. We don't want to guess.
Women, if you really do care where you go eat, tell us not any of those places. So, like, I don't care where we go as long as it's not Taco Bell or the pizza shop or Chili's or Applebee's or the fucking taco thing. I really want barbecue. Just say you want barbecue.
Just say, please. And men out there, as look, fucking whatever they say, just go along with it. You're not going to win the argument anyway,
that
right?
Night, when you come here, I'm taking you to the best barbecue joint I've ever eaten in my life. We haven't went there yet.
We didn't go there yet?
No. I found one, and it is like...
found another one?
Oh, dude, there's a million in Texas.
I'm fucking... Oh, yeah, I imagine so.
It's kind best, of what they're known for. Do you eat pork?
I tend to stay away from it, but I'm not adverse
dude,
to eating pork.
This place has the best pork ribs I've ever eaten in my fucking life. You don't even need to put barbecue sauce on them. The spices they put on them is good enough.
All right, I'm game.
Oh, it's fucking, oh. And they got, like, cream corn and mac and cheese and shit. Mm-mm. All right, my question.
Yeah, let's go.
If magic was real, what spell would you learn first?
I want to learn whatever spell is going to get me unlimited amounts of money. Is that an acceptable
you want
answer?
The fucking genie Robin Williams and Aladdin spell?
Okay, that's fine too. I want the bottomless wallet spell.
That's a pretty good spell. I like where you're going with that. I would probably learn the spell that could heal anyone. So like
if
anyone I knew was ill, like any of my really cool friends or whatever, I could heal them immediately.
I want the Jesus spell.
Yeah, I want to walk on water. Shit. Can I walk on water with that spell?
Hey, man, might as well.
Did you just say amen?
Yes,
have you ever
I
seen Robin Hood Men in Tights?
Of course I have.
Did you just say Abe Lincoln? Sorry, for all you people who don't know what that is, go watch Robin Hood Men in Tights. It's funny. He has Dave Chappelle.
It does. Early day. Wow. Young Dave Chappelle.
Yeah,
pre
Chappelle show Dave Chappelle. Yeah.
Baby Chappelle.
Yeah, baby Chappelle. All right, your turn. Go.
Okay. Boom. How about this one? Do you have a name? Have you ever named a car? Do you have a name for your current car?
I have not named a car ever.
Never named a vehicle, huh?
No, man. I'm not a car guy. I'm like, does it run? Does it get me where I need to go? Does it have AC? Those are like my three, like, number one fucking things.
And I understand that, but you don't like, get attached to your vehicle?
Fuck no, man. I'll get a new one tomorrow.
Wow. This guy. No love. I have named every car I've ever owned. I currently drive a Cadillac DeVille. not the boast, because it's a 2002. Ooh, I know, ladies. Ooh. I know, ladies. Calm
not
down.
Not to boast. Not to boast about my O2.
Right? I keep her clean, though.
They're not 20s, but I keep them clean.
Her name is Tiffany.
Ooh, that's fancy. Does she think you're alone now?
I think we're alone now.
Oh, anyone under 30 is not going to get that fucking reference.
I know. I'd sing the rest of it, but I want to get his content.
Since you have the 49 to 62 demographic locked down, I'm sure those are most of our listeners.
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
Remember, call me, ladies. Your turn. Let's go. Shoot.
At TNT Dynamite, MIGHT. What is the craziest or most unusual thing you have ever seen with your own eyes happen?
Wow, the craziest or most unusual thing I've ever seen. Oh, man, this is a rough one, man.
If you want, I'll go first, and then you can fucking go afterwards.
Okay, all right. Well, there's a reason for the anonymity that we express on the show. I work in a certain field where I have to remain anonymous.
Yeah.
But in my past, I've worked in nursing homes, and I have seen old ladies pleasure themselves as well as old men.
Oh, God.
And the images of that have been burned into my mind for the rest of my life.
You walk in and fucking Helen from Greenwich is just grinding away on her clit, like...
Yeah, man, just fucking... It's something you never really forget.
Like you walk in like, hey, Helen, here's your meds. And she's like, fucking going to town on her fucking double-clicking her mouse like crazy.
Double-clicking her mouse.
She's playing fucking Farmville like there's no tomorrow.
She was like a fucking Korean Warcraft player.
They're like making their kids die from starvation and whatnot. You ever hear those stories about like Korean people that like have got arrested for like child abuse because their kids died because they were playing too much StarCraft?
No, but wow, really? I guess, yeah. They love that shit. All
right, I got two, man. Two things that stick out in my mind. Number one, I was at a bar in Youngstown, Ohio. I was standing there, and it was Halloween, and we were all dressed up as shit, and I saw this dude dressed up as a biker walk in the bar, walk right up to the dude I was standing next to at the bar, punch him in the fucking face, knock him out cold that he dropped to the ground, and then walked out of the bar. I helped carry this man outside with his friend, because he literally went from standing to cement, like, bam. Like, he just, like, I don't know what the fuck this dude did, but somebody walked in and was just like, bow! And this dude was like, the dude that hit him had to be like 6'4", 300 pounds, just big broad shoulder fucking like, boom! Hit him, he just fell. And I was like, oh my God. The other thing, I used to be a manager at Blockbuster Video in a fucking small country town in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. The Blockbuster was in a mall. And I was walking across.
What?
Yes. It was, dude, this mall was the best mall. By best, I mean worst. Dude, it had a Blockbuster. It had a Rent-A-Center. Dude, no. Oh, no. Nothing that fancy.
Nothing that fancy.
It had a vacuum repair store. It had a fucking barber shop. It had, it was the most country-ass mall you ever saw. I had, and the bank was across the street. Like, I literally just had to walk across the street. So I was taking my morning deposit over, and where the intersection where the bank was, it was like a T. Like, the road ran east to west in front of the mall, and then a road came north-south into it. The bank was on, like, the east side, and then the other side, the west side, was like another road, another crosswalk going to whatever. So I was crossing the street on the east side of the T.
Okay.
I looked to my right, and the person crossing on the west side of the T got hit by a fucking minivan.
Oh, man.
Literally flying up into the air and landing on the ground.
Oh, that sucks, man.
Dude, like, it could have been me if they turned the other direction. Like, yeah. Like, so I went to the, like, I mean, I did what any normal person would do. I walked in the bank and was like, hey, somebody got fucked up in the street. You should call the police and the ambulance. And I said, and here's my deposit. I need to get back to work.
You didn't have a cell phone?
Dude, this was pre-cell phones, man.
Oh, my God, dude. Dark ages.
This was pre-cell phones. Not trying to date the host of the Crazy Town podcast.
It's like King Arthur.
But
King
I did, Arthur okay, thing. But in my defense, I did run a Blockbuster video store as the general manager when I was, like, 20. So, like, that's why Blockbuster failed. They had, like, 20-year-old kids running those fucking stores, dude.
Yeah, I'm sure it wasn't. Netflix had nothing to do with that.
Yeah. And that getting rid of late fees thing, that fucked them too. But yeah. Anyways, Dynamite, what is your next question?
Speaking of Halloween, because you were talking about the Halloween and the what's the best or the most embarrassing costume that you've ever sported for Halloween?
Oh, I went as convict Kobe Bryant in 2005.
Back when he had, like, those rape charges. He beat those charges, by the
yeah,
way.
But yeah, I had an orange jumpsuit and a Kobe Bryant mask. Just being honest.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that's it. And I wrote on the back, the inmate number was KB and, like, the date of the rape charge. Like, so KB072305 or whatever. And I had on the handcuffs and I had a Kobe Bryant mask on. Yeah.
That's so hilarious, man. That's so topical, too, for that time period,
oh,
too.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, I don't know. For me, probably just the times I dressed up as a woman. I don't know if you ever saw that.
I don't think so. You need to do that this Halloween when you fucking come here.
No, I'm probably good. Like a blue, like, animals, almost like a jungle print. Like, it had, like, lions and giraffes and elephants on it, and it was blue and white. And I had a fucking bright blue wig that I put on.
That's awesome.
And I actually won a costume contest at my job. I was working at Sears in the shoe department at that time.
Oh my God. They're like, oh, you cross-dressed as an ugly woman. You win.
Yeah. I'm like, no, I'm a big dude. I'm like 6'3". I'm like 240 pounds, dude. I'm a big guy. And I have on a dress in this fucking neon blue wig, so.
That's awesome.
People took notice.
Do you have a picture of that? I need to see that when you come here.
I probably do somewhere, but no. It needs to be stricken from this earth.
It needs buried. Yeah. All right. We'll do one more each, and we'll take a break, and we'll come back. What is the number one old person thing that you like?
I enjoy Werther's Originals. And
I love butterscotch toffee and peanut brittle.
Old person thing that I like.
Like, it may have been, like, something a grandparent showed you, or, like, whatever. Just something that, like, you may not partake in it constantly, but something that's, like, an old person thing that you like doing.
I mean, I enjoy comfortable shoes.
I enjoy Velcro shoes and crocheting on the weekends.
I don't know. I guess, like, the music, I guess, to a certain extent. I enjoy the music. I don't necessarily, like, I just told you I listen to Young Thug, but I have a vast musical taste. I do like the music from that era, Billie Holiday, the Ink Blots.
Like the 50s?
Yeah, I like that kind of music. I listen to it occasionally.
Like doo-wop and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, some of that's really good, man. Some of that old shit's pretty sweet. You know what I like to do?
What's that?
I like cribbage.
Is that an old game?
It is an old game.
I'm it's, not even
I played Fibbage with you before. Yeah, Fibbage is the shit. No, dude, cribbage is a game. It uses a wooden board with, like, plastic pegs. And you basically, as you play for certain things. And you, my grandparents taught me when I was a kid. We used to play it all the time. And the funny thing is nobody fucking plays it. So, like, if I want to play it with anyone, I have to, like, teach them how to play. And then I beat their ass because I know how to play and they don't. So, there's actually a meetup here that is cribbage players. I thought about joining it and going to one of their cribbage meetups. Because, like, I was like, man, I'd love to fucking find some, like, hardcore cribbage competition.
Why don't you explain these meetups to some of our viewers or listeners that don't know?
I think a lot of people know what they are, man.
I had no idea what
it's called. It's meetup.com. It's not a dating site. It's a social group site. And you go in and you make a profile and then you join groups, and the groups can be anything. It can be like, I like to go to food trailers and eat. I like to play volleyball. I like to fucking cook. I'm a woman who likes to make business connections. And you join these groups and they have events, like on Tuesday at 7 p.m. this group of people is all meeting up at this food truck to eat and talk and bullshit. And you say, I'm going. And then you go, and then there's like 8 or 10 other people there, and then you eat and bullshit and talk to them, and then you go home.
And you've had generally positive experiences.
Oh, yeah, man. Events. Oh, absolutely. Like, I go every Saturday morning to a volleyball meetup. There's like 60 or 70 people there. We play on 3 sand volleyball. Are you going to come play volleyball with me when you move here?
I mean, I'm interested. I'm not adverse to going out and meeting new people, but I just find it hard to believe that 60, 70 people and nobody's an asshole.
Dude, there's not. Like, literally, it's like...
That's crazy.
Dude, it's like... It's 3 sand courts, so you get 12 people per game, and literally no one's yelling at you about why'd you fuck up or what'd you do, and like, you just line up on the side of the court, and when the game's done, those people walk off, and 12 new people walk on, and whatever side of the court you end up on, and that's the team you're on, and you play.
Alright, it sounds good.
Dude, it's fucking awesome. I go to the gym 5 days a week at 6:30 in the morning and lift weights. And I go on Saturday morning and I play volleyball, and Sunday I wake up like I hadn't worked out in a year. Like, sand volleyball is like the most fucking ridiculous workout you'll ever fucking have.
Good shit, man. I'm glad you're taking your health into your own hands, man. That's important.
Yeah, I'm grabbing them by my balls, man. I'm doing
it. Inactive, man. Yeah, yeah. It's beautiful.
I'm trying to. Today is, I'm trying to hit 100 days in a row of doing active things, and I'm in, like, the 60s.
Good That's shit.
It. Yeah, man. Yeah. I got to drive to Minnesota next weekend, so I'm probably going to... That's an 18-hour day. I don't think I'll find time to work out, so...
Yeah.
All right,
who is it? My turn?
Yep.
All right, here we go. What animal do you feel best represents you, or what would be your spirit animal?
Oh, I have that on my list.
Do you?
Well, I mean, I have 7 pages of questions, but...
Yeah, way more than I do, but still, yeah. So what do you think?
I would say... What animal represents me best? God, can you go first so I can think about it for a minute?
Absolutely, absolutely. How do you have this on your list and not have a goddamn answer?
I didn't answer all my questions, bro. I was writing down. I was going to fucking make it
organic.
Well,
you knew it was a possibility.
I was going to make it organic.
All right, well, my answer is, like, I'm a big guy, and people tend to see me and they get the idea of like, oh, I don't know about him. I might want to stay away from him. I get looks all the time. But I feel like a pit bull, the family pit bull would most be me.
Because, not a dog fighting pit bull, a family pit bull.
Yeah, because when you look at a pit bull, people automatically have these feelings of like just I'm not comfortable. You know, that discomfort feeling. But when you get down to it, man, you rolled me over and you pet my belly,
and
I'm fucking...
That. Because I'm a bigger dude too. I'm not as tall as you, but I'm big too. Like, people I think are very intimidated by people who are like large in stature. Like, yeah. It's just because, like, I mean, just because we can like take your arm and rip it off your body doesn't mean that we're not gentle giants.
Yeah, I'm pretty harmless. Like, honestly, I've been taking care of people for a very long time in my life, man. So I'm about as gentle and kind as they come.
Did the old people, like, when you started a new place, did the old people ever, like, go, oh, shit? Like, you walk in, I mean, you're like, yeah, like you said, like, you're a big dude. Like, fucking.
People make snap judgments about me everywhere I go, man. And I don't know if it's just the fact that I'm African-American or, you know, or if I'm huge, they expect a certain thing. But on the same note, it's also in been to my credit where it's like when you talk to me for 5 minutes and you realize that I don't speak like a fucking a rapper or a moron and the fact that I'm probably the nicest person you'd ever meet in your life, man, that it helps, man. It's that juxtaposition between what they expect and what they get.
Well, right. And I feel you but the other thing about being like a big dude, no one ever fucks with you.
Yeah, I like that. Man.
I have never in my life had anyone fuck with me just because I'm big enough that they're like, that guy may be able to whoop my ass if I fuck with him. Like, just your size alone, like, puts people in check. Like, oh, he could probably rip my arm off if he got me. Like, it's like, he may not be able to hit me because I'm fast and he may not be fast, but if he does hit me, it's going to hurt a whole fucking lot.
Yeah, me and Lou used to get that all the time, and Lou's bigger than I am, man.
Yeah.
Lou's got like an inch or two on me, and we would have no trouble, but people would always be like, you know, like, holy shit. Some big motherfuckers. Like,
you big motherfuckers. Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. That's when you two going out to a fucking bar. Everybody's like, it parts like the Red Sea. You guys go straight up to the bar.
Yeah, we just get people to look, man. They back the fuck off.
Right. Yeah, no shit, dude. All right. Let's see here. What is something
you never gave me your animal, bro.
Oh, shit. I've been drinking, bro.
The people want to know what your animal is. Are you like a bird? You only fly away? Do you know where your home is?
I'm a flock of seagulls. And I ran. I would probably say that I am a... God, dude, it's fucking hard. I don't know, man.
No?
I'm a chameleon.
There we go.
Because I'm probably a lot different than most people think. Like you said, like, people see me, they judge me. But then, like, I'm a super down-to-earth, relaxed, fucking chill dude who, like, doesn't really give a fuck. But, like, if I give you the stink eye, you're probably like, oh, shit, he's going to eat my soul.
He's going to stick his long, elongated tongue out and...
Right. His monster dong is going to get me.
Whoa! Ladies out there, calm down.
Yeah, Crazy Town Podcast / no, joking. All right, you ready?
Yeah, man, let's go.
What do you wish you knew how to do?
All right. I wish I knew how to. I wish I knew music.
You know what's fucked up? Is my answer was going to be, I wish I knew how to play the piano.
Not even, yeah. I mean, playing the piano would be great. But I wish I knew music in general.
Yeah,
I wish
too. I knew how to make music. Well, they say if you know how to play piano, you can pretty much figure out any other instrument. Because it's like most complicated. So.
True.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty fucking lame. We both have the same answer.
I don't know, man. Music is fucking one of those things that it affects everybody. And it's like, if you add music to anything, it's going to get you mad. Trim, strange, cooter.
Yeah.
Cooter. And it affects people in a way that nothing else can, man.
Yeah,
and
man.
I'd love to be able to have.
You know, and that makes me, you know, Arsenal. I mean, this is podcasting's a little different than music, but you know what? It makes me feel like, you know, someone listens to this and they laugh and it maybe makes their day a little better. That makes me feel awesome. You know what I mean? Like, I know if people listen to this shit, they're probably, their number one reaction is probably, what the fuck is wrong with these two guys?
I don't think so. I think we're harder on ourselves than I think the listeners
are.
Yeah,
I think we're pretty likable guys. I mean, we're pretty normal. I mean, we're weird, but we're normal. I mean, we aren't like fucking holding people hostage in our basement.
That goes a little bit outside the scope of a normal to not normal. That's more like psychopathic, but
yeah,
yes.
Sociopath, fucking whatever.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, you're right. We are pretty normal guys.
Yeah, I mean, people may not think that when they see us, but we are, down deep. In our souls, our subcockles, so to speak.
Subcockles.
Anyways, this is a great time, better than any, to take a break on this part two of the Question Each Other While You're Drinking Beer in Between Seasons Spectacular Edition of the Crazy Town Podcast with TNT, Donovan, and Jonas.
All right. I like that.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to part two of the Question Each Other in Between Seasons, because we don't have anything better to do. We're drinking beer and now we're hanging out and we're all out of beer, but this is about the end of the second episode, so we're cool. We're going to go question specular, extravaganza.
Question specular. what are you drinking, Jonas? What are you drinking?
I had a 24-ounce strawberry Shiner beer that was seasonal, and then I had two 24-ounce Shock Top Orange beers. What about you, Dynamite?
I am drinking a Shock Top seasonal blend. I had a lemon shandy.
Ooh.
And I had a Belgian white, which is, ooh, I think, the standard version. And they also have a citrus pearl and a grapefruit-flavored lager.
I hear your bottles clanging.
Yeah, I know. I was looking at them.
All right. Question.
Yeah, I think it's your turn.
Give me top three or five albums that you can listen all the way through.
Wow. Okay, all right.
If you want me to go first, I will.
No, that's fine. Easy. Eminem, the Marshall Mathers EP, for
all
sure.
Right. I like that.
One of old school. Nine Inch Nails, Pretty Hate Machine.
Oh, that's a good one.
Absolutely fucking love that from the past. That's a long time ago. And then let's pick a current one. Kendrick Lamar's Damn, which is just a fucking amazing
disc.
His
new one? His new album?
Absolutely. Fucking love it.
I'll do three too. My three are Kid Cudi, Man on the Moon.
Oh my god. You just made me erect.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, Blood Sugar Sex Magic.
Okay, good choices.
And I kind of want to go Kanye College Dropout.
Oh my god. Jesus, I want to steal some of your answers.
You know, another honorable mention, Everclear, Sparkle and Fade. It's an underrated album, dude.
Everclear, Sparkle and
Fade. The one that has
Everclear's thing? What are they saying?
It's that one that has Santa Monica on it. I am still living with your ghost. Lonely and dreaming on the West Coast. That one.
Okay.
That whole album
one
is actually really fucking good. I don't like much anything else of Everclear. That album's fucking awesome.
Is that your honorable mention?
And a second honorable mention, At the Drive-In, Relationship of Command.
Yeah, you were telling me about them. I'm going to have to try them out. My honorable mention would be Weezer, The White Album. Fucking amazing.
The White Album?
Yeah, man, there was that new shit that came out maybe a year and a half ago. If you have not heard the White Album, man, it is very, very good. And I understand the Blue Album was big, but that was before I was into Weezer. I'm a millennial. You got to remember that. The White Album came out, and I fucking could not leave it alone. I bought the CD.
Oh, wow.
In
2016, you bought a CD?
Yeah. Like, legit went out and spent
that,
money.
That tells you enough about it right there.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, your turn. All
right, is it my turn?
Yep.
Oh, man, I put my phone down. Okay, here we go. How many chickens do you think it would take to kill an elephant?
Oh.
This is like such a Jonas question.
It is. This is like right in my alley. Let's see here. I think 25 chickens could take down an elephant.
Bullshit, dude. A full-grown bull elephant is not going to be taken down by 25 fucking chickens.
How many do you think, motherfucker?
It's gonna take at least 5,000 chickens to kill them.
5,000 chickens. That's 5,000 disparity. Anyone listening to this, what do you think? Because between 25 and 5,000 is a giant discrepancy. Wow. All right.
An elephant's metabolic processes. You're going to tell me 20... I think you could take 25 chickens.
Yeah, I probably could. You're right. This goes back to episode 16. What animal could we beat in a one-on-one fight? I could beat 25 chickens in a one-on-one fight.
Probably.
All right. Keep this shit going. What animal do you wish you could scale down to the size of a cat and keep as a pet?
Oh, wow. You know, it's funny. I have a question on my list. What animal would you like to see scaled up to the size of a horse? But we'll skip that one for this episode. To the size of a cat, like a house cat, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So if you take any animal and make it the size of a cat and keep it as a pet, what would you do? So
obviously, it's got to be larger than a cat. Why don't you go first?
I want a cat rhino.
Holy shit, that's a good answer, man.
I want to have a rhino the size of a fucking cat that I can, play with.
That's a good answer. And they're herbivores already.
I know. I don't even have to feed them meat.
All right. Well, on that note of being, now that you mentioned a herbivorous animal, I'm going to have to go like a deer. Because I think it would be gentle, and it would be adorable. Look like a baby deer all
Everyone
the time.
Everyone would be like, oh, look at Dynamite's little baby cat deer.
It'd be fucking adorable, and all you have to do is feed it, fucking leaves and shit.
You just pull a limb off the tree outside your apartment and bring it in. Just let the animal rip on it for a while.
That's a really good question, man. You fucking got my all senses tingling.
We need to, that needs to be when we ask all the guests on next season. Because, spoiler alert, we're gonna start doing interviews season 2!
Yeah.
I wanna ask them the pizza question. I wanna ask them what question about if they could combine two animals without logistics, what would it be? I just want to start asking these questions in these interviews because it'll be like a running theme.
What kind of porn they like? That should be one of the questions. I'm kidding.
Yeah, all the fucking chicks will be like, oh my god, I'm done with this show. Hang up. Oh, shit.
All right. So, look, I'll go next.
All right, go ahead.
You have a turkey sandwich.
Okay.
Do you like mayo? Miracle Whip?
Is the question about the turkey sandwich or Miracle Whip?
Yeah, well, we're getting there, but I just wanted to know if you like Miracle Whip on it.
You know what's funny? Up until the point I was, 17, I always chose Miracle Whip. After that, I chose mayo.
Okay. A nice, a thin layer, an acceptable amount of mayo. Maybe, a nice lettuce leaf, some onion. Perfect sandwich. But what kind of cheese do you put on it?
You know what's funny? Up until about a year ago, my answer would always have been American.
Oh, but you've changed.
I have.
The listeners are intrigued.
I would go sharp cheddar now.
Really?
Yeah, I used to always put American on all my sandwiches. And then, like, I started doing the sharp cheddar deal, and I'm like, man, this is pretty fucking exquisite. But I cannot put anything but American or Velveeta on my cheeseburgers.
Really?
I can't put cheddar on a cheeseburger, man. Can't do it.
And I know I sounded surprised there to some of the listeners, and that's just because I thought we were kindred spirits. We had the same movie. We're asking similar questions here. Where's your pepper jack at, bro?
I'm not a big spicy food fan, man.
Really?
No.
You like wings, don't you? Do you get, like, mild?
I usually get wings. I usually go, I will go, like, a hot garlic, but I don't go, like, inferno. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I like teriyaki wings. I like garlic parmesan wings. Spicy garlic wings.
Can't do teriyaki. Lemon pepper? You like lemon pepper?
Oh, I hate lemon on food, man.
Oh!
Okay, funny thing, I love lemonade. Lemonade is like one of my favorite fucking drinks in the world. I hate lemon on anything food.
So you wouldn't eat a lemon by itself?
I sometimes will eat lemon. If I get a tea, I'll never ask for lemon, but if they put it in there without me asking, I'll probably eat it when I'm done.
I mean, like, cut a lemon, raw lemon
open.
Oh,
I'll never buy a lemon just to eat. Am I fucking crazy?
Put a little salt on it, man. A lemon with a little salt.
Are you going to start eating lemons with salt in the living room?
I mean, I've eaten lemons before with a little bit of salt.
Are we eating
am I weird for that?
Lemmings?
Are we eating Freddy Lyman?
Are we eating Hyman?
Hi, karate?
I don't know, dude. What food will you not buy generic of?
Okay. I guess granola bars?
You only buy the Quaker State? The fucking little Quaker State?
Quaker State? No, I stick to, like, Kind Bars or the Nature's Valley.
I cannot buy generic imitation American cheese. I have to go with Kraft, dude. Yeah. I have to go with Kraft.
Yeah. You're not wrong there. I don't do a lot of cheese. I'm lactose intolerant. And shout out to all my lactose intolerant listeners out there.
Hey!
But you're right. That cheap fucking... It has to either be Kraft or, like, Borden or something.
Yeah, dude. Kraft or Borden are the only two I'll do. That's it. Like, if they don't have Kraft, I will go Borden because the cow's cute. But other than that, that's it.
Yeah, Kraft. Send us free cheese, Kraft.
If you send me a year supply of free American, I will fucking...
It will last you approximately 1 month.
Yes, I'll eat so much of it, I'll melt it down and pour it down my gullet.
Oh God. Jesus. It's pretty gross.
It is gross. That would be so gross, just melting American cheese and pouring it down your throat. God, that's so gross. Go ahead.
All right, I'll go next. If you are arrested with no explanation, what do you think your family would think that you have done?
Oh.
What would be their first instinct?
I do a pretty good job of making myself seem to be like a really normal person.
Yeah, those are the ones you got to look out for.
Yeah, they'd probably be like, oh, he's on drugs.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. My family would think the same thing.
They'd probably be like, oh, he's trying to start a weed conglomerate.
Well, I'm glad to hear that he wouldn't think you were like a fucking murderer or some shit.
No, man, no. I don't think anyone I know would ever think I'd be a murderer. I'm not that crazy. I mean, I'm crazy, but I'm not like fucking, I like to say I'm the good kind of crazy, not the like stab you kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So, what about you? Drugs?
Crazy. Yeah, probably drugs. You know, we both have our past, you know, that we ended up making it out of. So I think that would be their first intent or their first line of thinking.
What personal rules do you never break?
What personal rules?
What life motto, mantra, rule do you follow? Or rules
Oh, okay. Well, this is pretty easy. I am a big proponent of positivity. So when it comes to talking shit or slandering other individuals, I do not participate. And that goes at my job, and I work with a lot of women, so it becomes a difficult task. But I make it a point not to talk about other people because we don't necessarily know other people's situations in life and what causes people to act the way they do. So
very true. Actually wasn't one of my life rules, but I don't do that either. I don't participate in drama, man. You can talk to me about whatever, and I'll be like, uh-huh, great, yep, sounds awesome.
Yeah, sure. I'll listen. I'll let people vent. You gotta let people talk.
Oh, absolutely.
Man,
mine, and you may not agree with this, I don't bang people without a rubber. I don't want any kids that I don't want, man.
What if you were married to them? Is that different?
Like, I won't bang anyone I'm not married to without a rubber.
I mean, that's a good way not to get STDs, but
guess what? I don't have any. I've never had an STD, and I've never had a kid that I didn't want.
I mean, I don't have any. Okay, look, I don't agree. I definitely don't agree. But what I'm going to say is that you're not wrong.
But you don't agree.
But I don't agree. You're 100% right, but I don't agree.
Think about how many of our friends have babies with kids that with women they aren't with, and they're stuck forever.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Guess how many kids I have with women that I don't want to have a kid with? Zero.
Well, I don't have any children either, but it's unfortunate.
I can't help that you're raw dogging it all over town and fucking.
It's unfortunate. I actually found out recently that I can't have children.
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. It's like, I don't know. I hit a certain age. I don't want to necessarily date my age
either.
Well,
you are a millennial, so you're in here.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm early in life still. And, I just got out of college and, I had the vasectomy and then I left and about two weeks later they told me I couldn't have kids.
Now you can slam ham all night and not have to worry about condoms.
And I was like, oh my God, right after the vasectomy.
What are the chances that right after I had a vasectomy, I couldn't have kids anymore.
I was like, damn it, this is crazy. So. Shout out to those guys out there who can't have kids. I feel your pain.
Granted, yours is by choice.
You're not alone.
Another rule I have is I try to give everybody a shadow of the doubt, man. Like, I try to judge people on what they've done to me, not what they've done in their past.
Very good, man. I respect that about you, man. You can't take what you hear about people from other people.
Like, and, to be completely honest, you can be the biggest fucking bitch to everyone in the world. If you're not a bitch to me and you've been cool to me, I'm down as fuck, man. We're great. We're good. I don't give a fuck what you do to other people. But if you're like if you start being like a bigot and a racist and a fucking weirdo, that'll make me change my tune. But if you're just bitchy to other people and we're cool, that's great. But yeah, I can't handle people who are just fucking.
Yeah. I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah. I gotta draw a line somewhere, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, I can't have you hating races and hating fucking sexualities and all. I mean, like, fuck that, man. Fuck y'all.
Absolutely.
If you are a racist and listening to the show, I can't say that I apologize for my view on this. We may be better off without you. I'm sorry.
You're alone.
Yeah. We may be better off without you on this.
All right, is it my turn?
Yeah, it's your turn, man.
Is it my turn? All right, how big is your dick? I brought this question to you. I actually told you about this question last time, but I'm going to do it again. If you could ban anything, if you need me to go first, if you could ban anything, what would it be?
Oh, go ahead and go first.
All right. Now, when you brought up the racism thing, it kind of made me think that I should probably ban people being of that way, but I'm going to go with my original answer, and I'm going to say I would ban people talking shit about people who sag their pants or decide to wear a fuck. If you want to wear a goddamn dress and you're a guy, wear a fucking dress. I don't fucking care if you wear a dress. I don't care if you sag your pants. What the hell ever. It's clothes.
You know what's really funny? Is the first thing that popped in my head is I would ban people from talking shit on people for the way they look.
Okay.
I would ban superficiality.
Exactly. Thank you. It doesn't really matter.
Well, here's the thing that's fucked up though. Like, people who are like that miss out on so many awesome people. Cause I can't tell you how many people I know that are awesome, that they aren't the most appeasing people to look at, but they're very awesome people. You know what I mean?
Are you talking about me?
No. Present company excluded. But you know what I mean? Like, I know a lot of people that, like, you know, you're like, they're not the best looking dude, but they're fucking awesome. Like, I would do anything for this guy. He's fucking cool as fuck. But, like, you know, I get why people don't want to fuck him.
Yeah, it's a shame that we have these ideals of beauty or these ideals of what's accepted. And I just don't understand why people jump on a soapbox about, I can understand certain aspects, but if you want to wear a dress, you want to sag your pants, you're not hurting anybody with clothes. You know, if you're wearing a fucking white shirt with the N-word across it, or the derogatory terms for homosexuals across it, then that's a problem, you know, because you're trying to affect other people. But come on. Don't look at what a person's wearing. If it's not offensive, it's not offensive. I don't know. But good job. You had a good answer, man.
Awesome. You had a good answer, too, man. Let's stroke our egos for a minute.
All right. I've been waiting for this part of the podcast all night.
All right. You ready?
Yeah, let's go.
What...
That one right
what,
there.
What animal or plant should be renamed, and what would you name it and why?
Huh. This is a very interesting question.
Yeah.
Animal or plant? I think we should rename marijuana to something less intimidating.
Marijuana's intimidating.
Yeah!
Should call it, like, Fluffy Bunny Love Drug.
Perfect. You just figured out a great... I don't like the drug part. Fluffy Bunny
Love Nuggets.
Even better!
Love, you know what's funny? Is that's what I was going to say, so you can't take that. All right. That's why I came up with Fluffy Bunny Love Nuggets so quick.
Kindred spirits, man. Kindred spirits. Fucking, I don't know. I just think marijuana, you know, with it being, having that foreign appeal to it, it sounds
It makes sense.
Okay, but,
Go ahead. What's the next question? Yeah, we got it. We're on the same page.
All right, good. I like being on the same page sometimes.
Yep, for sure.
All right, I don't know, have we discussed this before?
What's that? DP in the shower? Sure.
Wow!
If you want to go back to episode 6, you can see how TNT Dynamite and Jonas feel about peeing in the shower. SoundCloud.com/CrazyTownPodcast/episode6.
Are you done with your shameless plug?
Yeah, I feel like shameless plug.
No. How do you feel about pineapple on pizza, man?
Oh... I'm very new to the pineapple game.
Is it taboo, or is it, it's in the experimental phase?
No, I won't do it, period.
Oh, really? Totally.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't eat pineapple at all until about 2 years ago. I moved to Texas, and I got a fresh pineapple, and we cut it up, and I ate a piece of it, and I was like, holy fuck, why is fresh pineapple so good? And then I cooked some of it on the grill, and I was like, holy fuck, why is grilled pineapple so good? But yet I'm still, like, leery about putting it into, like, my everyday life.
You had never had pineapple prior to this, or?
I had it on, like,
Easter hams and shit like that, but I wasn't down.
No? No. Pineapple upside down cake?
Nope. No, nope. Fresh pineapple is so fucking good.
It's a big difference from the canned shit.
Oh,
it
my
is.
God, it's so good.
Yeah. It is a big difference. I had a friend who would... His favorite toppings for pizza was pineapple and ham. He was always about the Hawaiian pizza.
Hawaiian? What a fucking guy.
Yeah, I don't know. It's all right, but I don't consume it.
As we spoke before, I know your favorite pineapple, your favorite pizza topping is mushroom, and mine is bacon.
I don't know how pineapple and bacon would even taste.
I don't know, man. Pineapple and mushroom probably taste like dicks.
Yeah, man, it's not even an option.
All right.
Well, good to know.
Here, irrational fears.
Irrational fears?
Bees. I fucking hate bees, dude. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Dude, you will never see me scream like a girl and run than, like, when there's a bunch of bees around. I don't know why. I think maybe I got stung as a kid or something. They're so gross. Oh, my God. They make me want to fucking jump out of my skin just talking about them.
You have an allergy or anything?
No. I'm good. I can get stung. I'm good. I don't get death. So, I just fucking hate bees, dude. Hate them. Hate them so much. I want them all to die. Every single bee, die. Dead motherfucking bees, dead.
Wow, bees, really?
Yeah, dude, I don't know why.
You know, bees do suck, man. They're probably one of those animals that really sucks.
They suck a lot, dude. They suck a whole lot.
When's the last time you were stung, though, man?
Dude, I got stung like 2 years ago in my fucking ear.
Oh.
I was walking, we had a carport at my apartment, and there was a fucking bee's nest in it, dude. I wasn't even fucking with them, dude. I walked to my car, and the bee stung me on the top of my ear.
Oh, it sucks.
I just was like, motherfucker!
Just like that, huh?
Yeah, and I went to the office and said, you better kill this fucking nest by the time I get home from the store.
Yeah, that sucks.
I just got stung on my fucking ear bone.
Yeah, for me, along the same lines, I guess, I have an irrational fear of cockroaches.
Yeah?
Yeah, man, and I live in Florida where they call
big.
Them palmetto bugs.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
really,
they got them in Texas too, dude.
God damn it, man. But they're fucking huge, they're gross, man, they freak me out. I check corners all the time, man. And I don't have cockroaches currently, but I have seen the large palmettos around and maybe one or two inside my house, dude, and I'm not fucking having it.
Oh, yeah, man. They are fucking gross.
Oh, God, man. It fucking gives me the shakes.
Yeah, dude, I get you. They're gross, man. They're fucking...
They're not as dangerous as bees. They're relatively harmless, but just the thought of them.
Yeah, they're just gross. They're just filth, man.
Ugh.
Well, it's different because, we're from the north. If you have cockroaches in the north, you're dirty. But, you're in the south and you have cockroaches, you're not dirty. They're just everywhere.
Yeah.
They don't got cockroaches the size of fucking mice in fucking Ohio.
Right? Like, the first time I saw one, man, I literally, my heart, I had an arrhythmia and fucking palpitations.
You're laying on the couch, you're like, whew, I need a defibrillator. Whew.
Knees weak, arms are heavy, smiling on my shirt.
SWV, you're like, I get so weak in the knees, I can... Oh.
Who is SWV?
Look up SWV weak.
I'm kidding, man. I'm a millennial,
Those bitches had those fingernails that were like 12 inches long.
That was a big thing in those days, though,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I don't know how they played basketball like they did in the video.
You have to bend your fingers back a little bit, with your palms.
It's like Angina Williams from House Party 3.
It's the nostalgia guy, man. That's why they come. They come from the nostalgia, I swear.
Yeah, they do. Go ahead, your question, go.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm not even going to lie.
It's all right. Nobody does.
Oh, man, I'm running low on questions. Look at here. Cake or pie?
Neither.
Which one's better?
Neither?
You don't like cake or
pie? I don't eat pie, period.
So cake,
I guess, is my answer. The only kind of pie I eat, I don't like flaky crust, bro. I can't deal for, I don't like
turnovers. What about like a graham cracker crust?
My grandma makes a chocolate pudding pie with graham cracker crust. It would Cool Whip on top, and I will eat that shit like it's a motherfucking rocket ride.
All right, so you prefer cake, though.
If I had to choose, I don't eat either one, really, but yeah, I would choose cake over pie, 100%. You?
All right, well, what's your cake of choice, would you say?
Chocolate with chocolate.
Oh, you're a chocolate guy, huh?
Yeah. Or, I also like, chocolate's probably good.
I like cheese. How do you feel about the missing link between cake and pie is the cheesecake, which is technically a fucking pie, but...
I had a bad experience with cheesecake when I was like
12. What kind of bad experience could you have with cheesecake?
Like, I ate it when I was sick and I vomited it everywhere, so I can't really fucking eat it anymore. I mean, I can eat it sometimes, but I can't do a lot of it because, like, it just brings back, like, dry heaving fucking Jell-O brand cherry cheesecake all over my bedroom floor.
I like the cherries on it anyway.
Fuck that. I like it plain now.
Yeah, me too, for the most part. I don't know, for me, I guess I'm more of a... Pecan pie is my favorite.
Oh, period. All over Texas, bro. You'll be great here.
I fucking love pecan pie, so I'd have to go with that, but you already know I love my peanut butter cake.
Peanut butter cake, yeah.
But pecan pie...
Spoiler alert, you won't be getting any more of those in Texas.
That's unfortunate, but that's fine.
All right, what is your hiccups cure?
Oh, okay, I don't know. Usually it's like have a glass of water. I'm not breathing into a bag or startling myself, if that's what you're trying to ask.
I just wonder what you do to cure your hiccups, man. If you got hiccups, what do you do?
Just drink some water, usually, or just man it up, man it out.
I got two.
What's that?
Well, one I used to always do. One I found out works. One I used to, you take a glass, fill it up with water, then you put a spoon in it. And you put the spoon on the bridge of your nose, and you stare at the point of the spoon in the bottom of the cup as you drink the water. And you chug it all, and it goes away.
What the fuck? Where did you get this from?
I don't know, like Mr. Wizard or something, like back in the day.
Who the fuck is Mr. Wizard?
Nickelodeon, dude. Mr. Wizard. Look it up.
That's Bill Nye the Science Guy.
No, he was bald and a petty, dude.
What?
He'd invite people in his kitchen and they do science experiments.
Oh my god, I have no idea.
Look up Mr. Wizard. But yeah, no, you take a cup of water, you put the spoon in it, so it's like the tip of the spoon is at the bottom of the cup, as close as you can get. The top of the spoon is on the opposite side. So when you put it up to your face, the tip of the top of the spoon... The, like, not the actual part you eat off of, the part you hold is touching, like, your forehead. And then you look down in the cup and stare at the point of the spoon and you drink the water and it goes away.
Does that work?
It does, absolutely, 100%. Two, I learned this from, somebody else. If someone's hiccuping, you look at them and you tell them, if you hiccup one more time, I'll give you $20, they will never hiccup. I'm not fucking kidding. I watched it over the last 4 years of my life happen 20 times. You go, if they're hiccuping, you go, hiccup one more time, I'll give you $20. Because when you're concentrating on hiccuping, you can't hiccup. And when you want money, you try to concentrate on hiccuping and it goes away.
You know, and they say that about coughing as well. They say that that's not a normal, it's not a, like an involuntary response, but it's kind of just like a learned response we have to the body's need to expel whatever's in it.
Yeah.
So we consciously cough. So you're saying we consciously hiccup?
Well, it must be because, like, dude, I am not fucking kidding you. I've seen it work a million times. Like, not a million, but like 20 plus. Like, literally hiccup, hiccup, hiccup. You hiccup one more time, I'll give you $20. Done. Nothing.
Do they receive the payment?
They never hiccup. It stops. Not kidding, dude.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's like, it's fucked up. I don't know. I don't know why, but it works. Anyways, your turn. Go ahead.
Oh, wow. Okay. all right. I got some, these are more social issues, so these are going to cause some dissensions in the rank of our listeners, I'm sure. Sorry to bring up such divisive topics.
Is cereal? Go.
Not quite that deep. All right. Is a bowl of cereal, is that soup?
No, because it's not hot.
But goulash and borscht, or is it borscht?
Gazpacho. Goulash is hot.
Gazpacho. Gazpacho is a cold soup. But it's considered...
Goulash is a hot macaroni dish.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to think of the word.
Gazpacho, I've never heard of what soup. You've talked of, but I don't believe that's even a thing. So we'll say no, because...
It doesn't have to be hot to be a soup, man. It's not like you grab a can of soup off the fucking the shelf at the grocery store and it's not soup until you heat it up and put it in a bowl. It's just cold soup in a can.
Well, soup has noodles, man.
Not all soup has noodles, man.
But soup doesn't have noodles.
Just broth.
Just broth is beef broth, man. That ain't soup, it's beef broth.
It can still be soup without noodles, man.
You're walking a fine line right now.
I feel that cereal is a type of soup. And then there's another, there's a part two.
Oh.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No. Because it's it's because it's lips, lungs, and assholes, bro. You can't have lips, lungs, and assholes sandwich.
What if the bologna is? The same shit.
But it's in the shape of a dong.
What is the difference between a hot dog and the sandwich you get from fucking Subway? Nothing.
The dong shape?
It's a big dong at Subway. It's a dong-shaped larger sandwich. It's cut in half. You cut a hot dog in half. Fuck, was it just because it's like just the meat? And I don't know. I don't understand.
We ain't here to hate about your hot dog and soup fucking choices.
I just wanted to hear you prove your point.
My point is that cereal's cold as fuck, and I don't think it's soup.
Gazpacho is a cold soup.
You can fucking gazpacho your ass right out to the soup store.
And the hot dog's not a sandwich?
No.
I don't understand.
He uses a mini bun, bro.
What is the difference between... It's a small sub.
It's like one of the mini meatball subs you make at home.
I want the listeners at home to think about this.
Hey, get us in, man. What do you think about cold soup, and what do you think about hot dog sandwiches?
You never had gazpacho? I hear it's really good, though.
I've never had it either.
Yeah, I hear it's really good.
What's the funniest TV show that you've ever watched? What's your favorite funny TV show?
I don't know.
I'll go first. Mine is a tie between The Office and Arrested Development.
The Office is really good, but it kind of got bad in later seasons.
Well, I'm taking it as a whole, not as, like, the last three seasons, which were fucking garbage.
Yeah, once Steve Carell left.
It was like fucking grasping at straws. But that show makes me laugh, and Arrested Development is probably my all-time favorite TV show.
Yeah, that's up there.
That show's so good.
Oh, well, okay, yeah, now that you mention it, I just had to think about what's my favorite TV show. Seinfeld.
Oh, that's good too, man.
No, that's not even my absolute favorite television show.
That's a good one. I like it. All right, let's do one more. We'll wrap up episode two of the Ask the Questions to Everybody Spectacular. It's 1 o'clock in the morning here. 2 o'clock in the morning where you are.
It's two for me. All right, if you were to be a cult leader.
Oh. I like where we're going with this.
What kind of cult would you? All right, I didn't realize I was hitting on something you would enjoy so much. What kind of cult would you run?
I would have the coolest fucking cult ever, bro. We'd fucking do cool things like save the planet and fucking make marshes and shit.
Now, on a legit tip, I would probably have, if I had a cult, if I had a following, and people would do what I wanted, it would be hard not to get into some evil shit, man.
I admit, man, I'm probably gonna rob some banks.
I'm trying to be honest, dude. Like, if you had like 70 people that would do anything you said, would it not be hard to not get into some evil shit?
You're not wrong, man. You're not wrong.
I would try to have like a polygamist, like I got 9 wives.
I don't know, dude.
I would want to believe that I would have like a legit cult, like that would like help people and do things. But dude, I think I'd end up having like 9 wives and we'd be like robbing banks and shit. Like I'd be like, it'd be like his name is Robert Paulson and all sorts of shit like that. You know what I mean? Like Fight Club was calling
me.
Yeah.
So and I mean, that's kind of where I was going with it too.
Yeah,
you definitely need a lot of various vaginas around, and that's just natural male.
It's like
males want to.
Like, until you have that kind of power, you don't know what you would do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could say you would be the emperor of Rome and do good, but once you have like a million people at your beck and call, why aren't you having people be like slaves and fucking people being your sex slaves and people being your fucking rob bank slaves? And because you can do whatever the fuck you want, man. You know what I mean? Like
power corrupts,
right?
And absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, dude, if you have 100% a say to do whatever you want, it's hard not to, like, do some evil shit with that.
It's true.
You know what I mean? Like, you could have the best intentions of the world. Like, it's like a lot of people, they say, oh, if I ever got famous or ever had a ton of money, it wouldn't change me. Bull fucking shit. Like, you got a lot more opportunity, man. Like, you don't even think about what opportunity you'll have until it's there. And then you could say all day that you wouldn't, like, fall victim to your opportunity. But, oh, my God, if people are, like, trying to suck the proverbial dick all day long just to get it, just to fucking get a piece of you, you know what I mean? It's like if someone is constantly trying to suck your butt, you mean, like, eventually you're going to poop in their mouth.
I like that analogy. That was a very good metaphor.
That was the most organic, natural, off-the-head analogy I've ever thought of. And it's the most disgusting thing ever, probably. But it's so true.
Yeah.
Like, if you got people brown-nosing you, you're going to let their nose get brown.
Yeah, you're not going to stop them.
Mm-mm.
I mean, you can attempt to, but...
Right. I mean, it's like if you got a million yes-men, you aren't going to say no for them.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of agree with you, man. Like, my intentions would be good. We were talking about Fight Club earlier, and I would probably have intentions close to Fight Club, not necessarily on an anarchy state. You know, I'd be like, hey, we just want to go and preach positivity or whatever, but yeah, we're probably going to end up robbing banks, and I'm definitely going to have a couple girls. I'm definitely going to have some groupies.
Like, oh my God, Dynamite, you so fly. And you'd be like, oh, I know.
Apparently, I'm going to have in Living Colors dance group.
The Fly Girls. Dude, when you say apparently, I'm going to have, immediately in my head popped in the Fly Girls, and then you literally went in Living Colors dance troupe. Dude, I don't know how that fucking works, but it does.
Great minds think alike.
If you could turn anything into an Olympic event, what would you be gold in?
Fucking.
Smoking weed.
Those are good answers, man.
I don't know. I don't know what you were going to say. It just popped in my head that somebody would say
something. I said fucking.
Oh, fuck it. Oh, I thought that was legit. I didn't know
that was
legit.
No, that was my answer.
Yeah. Oh, I probably, that's dude. Nice.
I thought your answer was smoking weed.
No. No. God, man. Yeah, I would probably. You fuck, man. You got some prowess.
Man, I do. I love sex, and it's a problem, you know.
Yeah, well, you know.
Shout out to all of my sexual deviants out there. You know, you're not alone.
You're not alone. Dynamite's with you. Yeah, man, I'd have to say fucking... Yeah, fucking's a good one. I like it.
I could fuck forever and be part of it. I'd never eat ever again.
I'd never eat. You'd be like a fucking... You'd be like a rib cage with a boner.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. All right, you want to do one more, and then we'll call it quits for this episode?
Let me see if I have another one.
Man, I got plenty.
I know you do.
I've been highlighting them so I don't ask you. Oh, let's do this one.
Oh, I do have one more, too. But all right, yeah,
go ahead. You go first. I'll do this one.
All right. Toilet paper, over or under?
Over. Don't you say under.
Jonas, listen.
Don't say under.
Hear me out.
No! If you've ever been to a hotel, it's always over and they fold it into a triangle.
You're right. I was just fucking with you. You're 100% right. Whew.
I was going to judge you hard.
Like, you're going to change your whole outlook on me.
I know, right? Based on your toilet paper. What is your favorite English word?
Wow.
You know what mine is?
What's that?
Uber.
Uber?
Well, German. Before it became a company that did ride sharing, I used to love that word.
Uber?
It sounds cool, man.
And I guess.
I got Uber placentas.
It is definitely a German word.
Don't fucking German me.
All right, but since we can pick anything from any fucking language, I've been lately, I'm very partial to avant-garde, which just kind of means like experimental or like not contemporary.
Oh, yeah, you're a word nerd.
I'm a word nerd, so that's like my new favorite word is avant-garde, but that's right. French.
Well, you know, we'll take it. English, German, French, American, whatever.
Yeah, if you have any interesting words that I might not know, put them in the comments below.
We should do a segment in season 2 where you teach everyone a new word.
Oh my god, dude, I'd come. I'd come. I would.
We'll do it right at the end of the show, because nobody listens to the end anyway.
Well, I harbor absolutely no animus to that idea.
Ooh, you're fancy. You're like Iggy Azalea.
Basically Iggy Azalea.
Yeah, you might as well be Iggy Azalea. Alright, anyways everybody, I think we're done with two episodes of the Question Us Between Seasons, because we're drinking and have nothing else better to do but answer questions about our stuff and ramble and tangent.com part 2 extravaganza.
I learned a lot about you there, Jonas.
I know. We learned a lot. I can't wait till I go back and edit this and I can remember it.
I know. We're watching Fight Club day one that I come out the...
Alright, I'm down with that. We'll hang out and watch Fight Club. So anyways, we want to thank everyone for listening to these bullshit episodes. They are completely bullshit. 100% nothing but time-killing bullshit. But... if you wanted to learn about us, I'm hoping that you found out some things that were completely irrelevant and don't matter in life at all. Because that's about what all these questions were. They're 100% bullshit. So, TNT, tell everyone where to find your things.
God damn it. You're going to have to pause your thing.
What are you doing?
My headphones came out.
I'm not going to pause it. I'm leaving this in.
I don't know how to. You're going to have to edit this out.
I'm not editing shit, bro.
And now it won't work.
How did your headphones come out? You're a professional. Are you serious? Hey.
Hello?
Did you seriously hang up on me and call me back?
Did I fuck my headphones up?
I'm leaving this in.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, man, but I think I fucked my fucking headphones
up. Well, yeah, now I echo.
Yeah, because you're coming through my computer.
Why'd you break your shit? Say something. Did you break your shit?
Oh my god. Did I fuck my shit? Alright, how about now?
Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Alright, I did not fuck my
shit. I'm leaving all this in to show everyone how unprofessional you are.
Did I hang up on you and call you back?
You did, and then you fucking had echoes and talking about you broke your shit. Anyways, now that we're 35 minutes later, Dynamite, tell everyone where they can find your shit.
Dizzy Dynamite, I am on Twitter /TNT, DINOMITHT, Dynamite. All right, on Twitter, Dynamite. Oh, yeah, this guy knows it. And on the YouTube, TNT Dynamite, I'm lazy as fuck with the YouTube channel, but I promise you, content is coming.
Dude, I went and looked at your YouTube channel. Dude. There ain't anything. All the GTA shit's still there.
Is it?
Yeah.
It doesn't show up on when I go to it. Maybe I'm demonetized.
Maybe I need to refresh.
I don't know. But regardless, new shit is coming. I've actually been putting shit. I just got to edit it, and it's coming up.
By the time this airs in, like, a few months, it should be up.
Yeah.
Anyways, if you don't want your aunt to disown you, follow The Crazy Town on Twitter, at The Crazy Town Pod. The website of our fucking show is thecrazytown.com. You better go and check it out, because if not, your cousins are going to come over, they're going to steal your favorite Sunday dress, and when you got to go to church, grandma's going to disown you because you aren't wearing good enough clothes. Number three, soundcloud.com/crazytownpodcast. That's where you can find our shit to listen to, our RSS feed.
Shit.
And also, review us on iTunes. Hopefully you give us 5 stars, because we're pretty fucking awesome. I really wish you would subscribe and give a review. If not, you know what? Tell me what you hate, and I'll try to fix it, even though I don't want to fix it. Anyways.
We probably won't fix it.
But I'd like to know that you hate it anyway, because that's what I like to know, is that you hate things. For Jonas and for TNT Dynamite, we are... out!